Okay, Sunday 3/23/25. This is just a teaching called Signs, S-I-G-N-S. Signs are a supernatural indication of where God is moving and where He is confirming. As believers, we have signs following us. Why? From the bringing forth of the gospel message. I've always believed that healing was God's calling card for the gospel, because Acts 10:38 says Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So nothing touches a person's life more so than being healed. Okay, Mark 16. I just quoted it, but we're going to read it. All right, 15, I guess. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And then in 20, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. All right, casting out devils, speaking with new tongues, taking up serpents like Paul and the viper. Also could be dealing with demonic entities. You can drink and eat anything deadly and you won't suffer any harm. Lay hands on the sick and expect them to recover as a believer. I remember when I was in my early 20s, a young man rose up, an evangelist, he was called, and he had mighty signs and wonders following his ministry. This man's name was David Alsobrook. I'm sure he was a target for the devil, for he died in 2015 at the age of 61. I don't know what happened. He authorized 45 books that were infiltrated into 50 countries. God certainly confirmed him with signs and wonders. He was just something else. He really was. This will help you, so remember this. God confirms what He is doing with signs. So we're going to look at that today. Acts. Let's go to Acts. He doesn't do anything without signs. All right. It says here, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves know. We're going to just kind of go fast through here. Acts 4. Because there's quite a few scriptures. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So here they're acknowledging right there, all the signs and wonders that are happening, all the miracles and things, are is the Holy Ghost doing the works inside of them, just like He did, they did, Jesus did. All right, Acts 8. And there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. So I think it's a safe gauge today. Whatever ministry you follow, if there's signs following, you know you're in the right place. Let's keep going. The real deal will expose the fake deal. Acts 14. Any churches you ever been in, did you ever see anything? Any signs? I know at Bethel and David Osterbrook was there, we saw some spectacular supernatural signs, most definitely. When we were in Kermit, Brother Ferris, he knew how to orchestrate the Holy Spirit's move. He did. He had signs. I can't tell you anybody else that I've been around he has. Sad to say. Acts 14:1. It came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Okay, Romans chapter 15. I mean, there's signs are supposed to follow every believer. It's not just for fivefold ministry gifts. Romans 15, 16. I've had many people experience miracles praying for them out in public. People I don't even know. Okay, Romans 15, 16. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I have therefore... whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to raise the Gentiles, to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel. So Paul, the apostle, had signs following his ministry. Wonders here means a prodigy or an omen, which just means a sign. Power here means force and miraculous powers or miracles. Okay. 2 Corinthians 12, 12. Let's just start with 11 there. I am become a fool in glory, and ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. All right, let's go back to the book of John. John 12. Y'all there? Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Wait a minute, I think I'm reading the wrong thing. I think I was supposed to put 11. Anyway, let's go over to 11. I don't think that's it. Yeah. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus. You all know the story. I'll just paraphrase. What happened? Jesus raised him from the dead. Okay. Right here, let's start with about 45. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do ye? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation." So God did that, and many of the Jews believed. And someone come right in behind him and discredited it. 23, let's see what 23 says. These glasses. Okay. All right, let's keep going. This is John chapter 3. Go back some. 3. And there was a man of the Pharisees, verse 1, named Nicodemus, a Nicodite, you know, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John chapter 6. From even before Jesus' birth, it said, "Behold, there'll be a sign, a virgin shall conceive, give birth to a son." 6:1-2. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them and were diseased. John 7:31. Have you ever noticed God likes to show up with his signs? Think about Egypt and all that, the plagues and all that. He likes to put on a big show. And many of the people believed on him and said, "When Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" God was confirming the Messiah to the Jewish people. John 9:16. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And they were there's a division among them. So you got the religious bunch on one side and the more less religious on the other side. But this man's doing miracles. There's nobody ever done anything like this. Okay, 11:47, John 11:47. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we? For this man doeth many miracles." They knew they didn't have power to do nothing. He was a threat. Just like it's going to be when God's true apostles step on the scene and we begin to see the days of Jesus again, or the book of Acts again, and the religious leaders get jealous and get on their soapboxes and begin to tell people, "Oh, no, they're of the devil." Just watch them. 12:37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Talking about us. Acts chapter 6. You know why we don't see all that today? Because it's gotten away from the Word. I heard a podcast yesterday. This lady's on there, and she had some things right, talking about, I think it's more of an inside personal thing, and yeah, she's true. But they were talking about how they've changed the Word. Anyway, I thought, well, if you had the Holy Spirit, you got the teacher of the church inside of you. And there's no word lost with him. He knows it all. He knows all the words that God's ever spoken. He can bring it to your remembrance. Okay. We are had the epistles written on our heart, in that way Paul put it. Okay, 7:31. Did I do 6, 1, and 2? No, I didn't. 6, 1, and 2. No, I'm wrong. John. Go back to John. Where did I stop in John? Sorry. John 14. Right. Did I do 14?
Yes.
Okay. Acts 6 then. All right. Verse 8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. He got stoned to death. Okay. 8, verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And as far as we know, Philip was not an apostle or anything else. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe just a believer.
He was an evangelist, says it in the Bible.
Philip the evangelist, was this the same Philip? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Acts 19:11. Last but not least, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. It's biblical. Signs and wonders are biblical. I wouldn't trust any ministry that didn't have them. Not. All right, that's going to be it.